Welcome into the Grace Point Daily Podcast and the 1 Year Bible Journey. This is day 29. My name is Pastor Jeremiah. Thank you for joining me. Playing just a little bit of catch up here, but the question I want to pose today on this devotional for our 1 Year Bible Journey is, do you only pray when there's frogs in your life? Do you only pray when there are frogs in your life? You never had frogs in your life? Anyway, I am reading in Exodus chapter 8 about the plagues, the plague of frogs, and there's multiple plagues, but just began to catch my attention that here was what was happening in terms of these plagues is, and obviously, you know, Pharaoh is not a godly, God-fearing man, but what happens is Moses is like, hey, if you don't let my people go, then God's going to send frogs and to disturb you, disrupt life a little bit. And so then the plague of frogs came and they're everywhere and, you know, disrupting life for them. And then Pharaoh would go to Moses and be like, just pray that the frogs would go away and you can go and worship God and those kind of things. So the truth I'm kind of trying to draw out of this is how it compares to our individual spiritual life is that I've just noticed for myself and for us, sometimes the only time we are praying is when things are bad. And the only time we are praying for other people is when it's bad. And that's kind of a bad spiritual habit to get into when there's plagues in our life, when there's frogs and flies and gnats. And that's the only time that we're turning to the Lord. That's not a good spiritual habit to get in. And a lot of our Christianity, a lot of our prayer life just revolves around that. Even our Bible reading life. It's like the only time I read my Bible is when I need a word from the Lord. The only time I pray is when I'm sick. My wife, we're talking about this morning that a lot of time the church, and again, these are good things. It's good to pray for people that are sick and, you know, going through the struggles of life, but that's not all that we should be praying for. We should be praying for salvation. There's a litany of things that we need to be praying for, not just turning to God when there's frogs, when there's bad stuff in our life. Because what's interesting is, you know, in this story, and specifically in Exodus chapter 8, is the moment that Moses prayed and the frogs were gone, then instantly Pharaoh changes his mind. No, you can't go and worship God. And I think that's another kind of principle that goes along with it. So number one, we tend to just pray when things are bad, not going our way. People are sick. Again, things that are not necessarily a bad thing, but then that's the only time that we're praying and turning to God. And then the instant those things dissipate in our life, now we just revert back to the normal, horrible spiritual habit. So I want you to think about that today in the context of your life, my life, our lives this year in 2022. And that's why the Bible and prayer are just good spiritual habits to get into on a regular basis. So it's like, I pray because it's a valuable part of my spiritual life. It's a good thing. I don't pray just because I need something from God. I pray because I have a relationship with God. I have communication with Him. And my prayer life just doesn't revolve around just asking Him for stuff when things are bad, right? And same thing when we're reading the Bible in prayer. It's like, hey, I've established that I'm going to read the Bible and that I'm going to pray. Not just because, you know, for me, it could very much be because I'm just going to read the Bible because, you know, I have to teach a Sunday school class or I have a devotional or got to preach a sermon or, you know, I just need something. Again, not necessarily bad, but can be an unhealthy habit because then we're just doing those things when we want something from God. And again, so we see these plagues over and over again. Oh, here comes a plague. Okay, Moses, pray to the Lord that this goes away. Goes away. Okay. All right. Everything's fine now. Right. And listen, it's hard. It's hard for all of us to get comfortable in our routines in life. And we have to be constantly be breaking bad habits. And so today, that's my devotional for today. The one that I want you to kind of munch on and think about in your day today is like, is the only time I pray is when there's frogs, bad times, difficulties in my life. Number one. Lord, help me with that. Help me to pray more. Help me to that my prayer life grows this year in Jesus' name. And then God, help me. God, when the frogs go away, do I just revert back to normal and not seek you anymore? I'm challenged with that thought today because you just read through stories like this and you're like, geez, come on, aren't you ever going to get this, figure this out? But I think there's a lesson to be learned from that today. So don't just pray when there's frogs, and when the frogs go away, keep praying, keep pursuing God. All right. Thanks for joining me on this day 29 of the 1-year Bible journey, and I will talk to you next time.